Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today, Izzy?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Oh, no. Already?
Did we not email the engineer yesterday?
I don't know.
Oh, it's going to be bad.
Wow. You sound like Max Headroom.
I know. It feels. I don't know who that is, but it feels.
It's like an 80s thing. Okay. It was like this robot dude. This like the first CGI guy head. And it would go around and twitch, and he would like little fuzzy parts of his voice or whatever like that.
Awful.
Yeah, that's actually worse than Max Hedrum.
What am I gonna do? Should I go to your mic? What am I gonna do?
I don't know. Yeah, try it. You want to try sitting over there?
I guess.
All right, let's see. You can try that one too, but that's a stupid mic too. All right, hold on. Well, yeah. Izzy is now moving her entire entertainment center over to the Greg area. I know, I said super low. I'm like a low rider, dude. It's over there, underneath like that part of the microphone there. You see it? Okay. Izzy has to plug herself into a different microphone because the other one isn't working. Now, hold on a second. Let me turn that one up and see if it's working.
Check.
Hey! There we go, dude. That's pretty good.
All right.
It's Friday. I hope Fifth Man's doing good. Sparks is not here today. He actually, last minute, was very ill, so he will not be in. I don't know. I haven't decided what we're doing about the I Heard That's yet. I was thinking maybe we could save it or something.
Push it for next week.
Push it. All right. Maybe we'll save that.
It's better when there's all three of us here.
Right? Well, plus, dude, if I'm doing it on the thing, it's just... It's almost like, hey, here's my I Heard That.
Yeah,
and
then
there's
true.
Like Sparks.
So
I don't know.
True.
Whatever, dude. You want to do the feed? You ready?
Yeah, let's do it. All
right. The feed with Izzy.
In sports, Raiders beat the Chargers 26-24. That's a really close one.
Yeah, that is really close, man. You know what? The Raiders, I mean, they're not the best team in the league or anything, but a lot of people were worried they're going to be complete crap when they came here because of what they saw last year. They're playing pretty good. They're competing. They're not the worst. You know, they're good. Decent team. And I think even as the season goes on, they might get a little bit better because they've been playing better as it goes along, too. You know.
Before that game, were they in the lead the whole time? Or was it super
No, they came from behind, I believe, right? I fell asleep before the game ended, but they were down. Hold on, let me see. Is your mic working?
Yeah, they were going back and forth. It was really good. The touchdown at the end was what sealed the deal. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was good.
Pretty cool.
Good for them. Unfortunately, Vegas Golden Knights lost 2-1 in overtime.
Oh.
Yeah, well, that's a bummer. How are they doing, though, all overall?
Mateo would know better than I.
They started off really strong, and I don't know. They've just been trickling. There's a lot of overtime losses this year so far. So,
no bueno.
I don't know. They could be doing better, but it's early. It's still early.
Yeah,
season.
That's the thing about hockey is, like, you have, even if you have a bad month, you have, like, 70 more months to make
definitely.
Up for it. So.
That's so true. AT&T is being sued $60 million for limiting bandwidth and slowing connections on unlimited data plans. Which they were doing intentionally.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
It's supposed to be unlimited, but they were limited.
Well, I saw that story, though, and you know what? I don't really get this because they've been doing that for a long time, and it's in the contract.
Oh!
Like, I had a...
So that's how they were getting away
I had AT&T before, and it said, like, if you go over your, you know... It says it's unlimited, but after the so-and-so amount, it'll be, you know, lower down, which I thought was ridiculous. And I think the policy's stupid, but at the same time... They tell you about it, I thought, in the beginning. So I don't understand how these people didn't know.
Yeah, like, but they got to know people don't read contracts.
I guess. But still, I mean, I don't know how that's legally binding if they told them.
That's
I don't
true. Yeah, that's a good point.
And I'm no, like, corporate defender or anything. But in this case, I don't know, man.
They
but yeah, that's,
it in there.
That's stupid, dude. I don't because they do it now with cable companies. Like, I do my cable modem through a cable company because, I don't know, I just thought the other, what do you use? Not the company, but what do you use? Like, is it, like, DSL? Is it cable? Do you have internet?
None of that. Just internet.
Right, but I mean, you use like a cable company for the internet.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, because those are the best ones, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And if you try to use one of the other ones, it's really slow or whatever.
Right.
So I got the cable company one, but even then, if I go over a certain amount, because I use a lot of streaming, I pretty much stream all my TV. If, what am I telling you? Shut up. It's perfectly good streaming.
It works great.
It does work. But if you do too much of it, like I used to leave it on while I was gone.
Yeah.
So the TV, because I forgot the TV, if the TV's on, I was just using my internet the whole time.
Okay, yeah.
I got a letter in the mail from the cable company saying they're going to charge me for going over my cable company.
Wow.
Yeah. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, that's shady.
Like what if I play games all day or whatever and I can't, they got to charge me to play baseball or whatever it is.
Right.
So I don't know, man.
They try to get away with it whatever they can.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
I know.
So.
It's the worst.
All right. Well, is that it?
No, I got some cool news.
What's up?
At the Vegas Car Show, Ford just unveiled a fully electric Mustang with over 900 horsepower.
What?
Yeah, and apparently later this month they're going to unveil a Mustang-inspired electric SUV, too, that customers will be able to buy.
Wow. That's pretty awesome,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, I thought so.
You know what sucks, though, is like with this whole electric, you know, revolution or whatever? I'm never going to be able to afford one of these cars. It's like save money by getting an electric car, you know?
Isn't that the point, though, that they're trying to make them more affordable?
I hope so.
Or is that just Tesla?
Do you know how much an electric Mustang is going to cost, dude? Like, there's no, you know?
Yeah,
it'd be cool to look at when I see it drive by.
Right.
While you're pumping gas.
Yeah. While I'm pumping gas and I see it whisk by. I don't know, man. Like, I like the electric car. Like, even a Civic, they're like, yeah, man, I got electric, you know, a hybrid Civic, dude. I never pay for gas. The Civic's like 35 grand.
Yeah.
Like, how much gas do you have to save to make it worth buying a car that expensive?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. Whatever, man.
But maybe they only want rich people to have electric cars.
I guess. Well, you know, it's like that. Well, you know how DVD, I don't know if you remember, you're probably too young, but when DVD players first came out, they were like $800.
No, I don't.
Because it's like new, because it's like new technology,
yeah,
you know, or whatever. Oh, I see the new Mustang. Oh, wow. It's got like solar panels on the hood or something.
Yeah, and it looked crazy.
Wow, that is crazy. Yeah, dude. The DVD players, like, I remember this, like, thinking I was the coolest person in the world, dude. I was like dope man, you know, like baller or whatever, because I bought this like 4-disc, like, it would, like, you could put multiple in there.
Yeah.
Like a DVD player.
Yeah.
Dude, it was like $700.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I had it in my living room. I would, like, shine it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, this thing's dope. My friends would come over and be like, yeah, I just picked this up. Like, never use it ever.
Yeah, new technology sucks.
Yeah, because you got to pay for, like, whatever, like, yep, the research or
always
whatever.
Always in the beginning. Yeah, absolutely.
And then if you wait, like, now you can get a DVD player for, like, you know,
yep,
4 cents or
yep,
whatever.
Oh, totally.
It, like, comes with your number 4.
Yeah, I just use my Xbox. Don't even use
Oh, that's
DVD
right.
Player.
Yeah, I got a Blu-ray player on the PlayStation,
yeah, exactly,
too.
Yeah, so. Consoles just work perfectly.
Does Xbox, do you use Blu-ray still?
I don't even really watch movies on my Xbox. But when I did, I did.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I just don't really physically buy movies anymore.
Well, no, I was wondering because I know that Xbox used to have like the, I don't know, it was like a different thing. Like they had Blu-ray and then they had like HD video.
Yeah.
And I know Xbox went the HD way and then
yeah,
Sony went the Blu-ray
way.
And I think the HD went away. So I was just wondering what Xbox uses now.
I'm not sure with the Xbox One, to be honest.
All right.
I would hope it's Blu-ray by now. I mean,
yeah,
come on, Microsoft.
All right, cool. Well, is this current right here?
Yep, that's all of it.
That's all of it. All right, so today we have, first of all, we got $100 from Dollar Loan Center possible. If you can get your picks, Jay Cornegay from the Westgate's going to help you later around 8:30. Got 2 tickets to Jeff Dunham.
Is he a comedian?
Yeah, I'm laughing because he's funny.
Oh.
the puppet master.
He's that guy.
Yeah. I also got a certificate for 2 to see all the new run, that new Cirque du Soleil show, which is those are good tickets. So got that as well. And then we'll have to, I don't know, man, think up the rest of the show.
Yeah. We'll figure it out as we go along.
These are free if you're on time. So call up right now and get your prize.
The guitar at the end is the best part.
Yeah.
876-3692. Let's go with caller number 15. You'll be in for some Jeff Dunham tickets. 2 tickets at the Coliseum inside Caesars. You can either go, I guess it's 2 dates, right? November 31st. And December 1st. So there you go for that. Izzy, have you gone to any shows on the Strip yet?
Yeah.
Have you really? What'd you go see?
A lot of Cirque du Soleil shows.
You did?
Yeah, and I saw Criss Angel recently.
When? Who'd you go with?
My mom.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Why didn't you ever say anything?
I did.
Did you?
I have. Why don't you open your ears and listen to what I say?
Well, I have been gone a Monday or 2. Maybe it was gone. Oh, yeah, I was gone. I swear, I've never heard you mention it one time.
Yeah.
Dude, I've lived here, I want to say on and off, since 2003. Never been to a show on the Strip.
Really?
Never.
You gotta go, man. The Cirque du Soleil ones are awesome.
Where was it?
All different places. I've seen Ka, I've seen La Rev, I've seen the Beatles Love. I just saw Criss Angel. I know there was another. Was there another Cirque du Soleil show I saw? I don't know, but La Rev was the best.
So how long do they last? Like, how long are they?
I think MGM Grand is where some of them are. I don't know. like an hour and a half, maybe an hour.
Huh.
Really good shows.
That's cool. So does anybody come out? Is there an opener or is it just like?
No, it's just the show.
Huh. Wow, I need to go to one. Yeah, I never went to even Blue Man Group. I heard that was cool.
Oh, Blue Man Group. Well, I saw them, you know, when I was younger, and it was
here?
Awesome. No, back home.
Oh, I didn't know they had it anywhere
yeah,
else.
Yeah, they tour all around the country.
Oh, I didn't know
maybe
that.
Even all around the world. I'm not sure. But yeah, I highly recommend Blue Man Group. I'd like to go see that again.
Huh.
It was cool.
Wow, yeah. Only shows I've gone to on the Strip are like the ones that I'm in.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I don't like leaving my house, though.
All it's right, worth it, I'm telling you.
I need to.
Green Valley, let's rock. Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. Oh, you don't like it? Did you pay for it? Then shut the f*** up. It's BS in the morning.
So there's this lady. She's in Dallas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she had some problems, like, with her brain. So she had to go to a doctor, obviously, you know, brain surgery, pretty scary thing.
Yeah.
Basically, she was having problems to remove a tangled ball of blood cells that had affected...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And now, first of all, her name... Now, this is super childish, but her name is S-H-A-R-D-T. So I'm assuming that's Shart.
Oh, my God.
I mean, am I wrong? Is that
no, I think you're right. Oh, poor woman.
Yeah. So Shart had a bunch of blood vessels in her head.
Oh, my God.
That was like all tangled up. And it was causing her to have seizures. And I mean, you know, horrible quality of life. So she went to go have brain surgery, right? Well, now while they're cutting her brain, they opened up her head, right, to go in there, work on her brain. Kept her awake the entire time. So she's sitting there awake. Her top of her head is off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And they're cutting wires in her head, you know, in her brain while she's awake.
Oh, my God.
They had to keep her awake because as they're moving along in her brain, they want to make sure they didn't cut, like, the wrong wires. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
So it makes sense when you think about it, but it's just so weird.
So she was just, like, super pain medded up?
Well, no, your brain's numb. So, oh, yeah, obviously, you know, to numb up the part where they cut the head open. But, like, the brain itself has no nerves in it anyway. So,
really?
No. So they're just snipping away. And they would show her things, like, you know, incrementally on an iPad or something, like, what's this? Oh, a cow. Okay, cool. We'll keep going. You know what I mean? Like,
wow.
Make sure they didn't cut the wrong thing.
That's fascinating.
I know. Isn't that nuts?
Now, I didn't know they did that.
I didn't either. And it's crazy to me because it's like, well, okay, so then suppose you did cut the wrong one, though. How do you go
right.
back?
Exactly. Like, yeah. Do you have to, do you like super glue it?
I don't know.
Do
like soldering iron or something?
It? Yeah. That's terrifying.
Like, dude, you cut the wrong shart, bro.
I don't think I'd ever, I don't know. Brain surgery.
Would you be able to, I'd freak out.
Yeah,
could
you imagine? Would too. Absolutely. Especially because like I've seen surgery shows before where somebody got the top of their head, you know, removed and it's just the most disgusting thing.
Yeah.
Ever.
Have you seen Hannibal? It always reminds me of Hannibal.
You know, I don't think I did, but I know the premise of it.
All right. Well, I mean, spoiler, but it's a 100-year-old movie, so
right.
Too bad if you haven't seen it. At the end of the movie, Ray Liotta's in it, and during the movie, he's kind of a bad guy. You know, he's kind of like the bad detective or whatever in the
okay.
movie. At the end of the movie, Hannibal removes the top of his head and serves him his own brain.
Yeah, I remember that. I heard about that.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, I know. So have you ever had surgery, like any kind
no,
of major surgery?
Knock on wood. Luckily,
yeah.
No. I mean, I've been to the hospital a lot for like internal problems,
uh-huh.
but I've never had surgery.
Uh-huh.
Have you?
I did. When I was younger, well, at football, like when I was a kid, I hurt my knee. I had a surgery on the ACL, and I had knee like surgery on I was skateboarding once when I was like, I don't know, nine or, you know, a little kid. I was skateboarding, and I was on one of those half pipes, and this wasn't a football injury. This is a different one. But I was going half pipe, and I slid down. And you know those wood boards that they nail, you know, there's a nail every so often, the board.
Yeah.
The board went down, the nail stayed up, and I slid on my knees.
Ah!
Yeah, dude.
No!
Had to have surgery on that.
No.
I know. It was rough.
Brutal.
It was so rough, dude.
Oh, that visual is killing me.
It was like, it was weird, too, because I was standing there like a little kid, and I was like, you know, whatever. I didn't feel it. I guess it ripped all the nerves. Like, you know, I didn't feel anything. So I reached down, like, something's itchy on my knee.
No.
Put my finger into a giant clump of gross fat.
Ew.
Just so nasty. And the flap is open. You can see like, the yellow fat on the bottom of like the, you know, the skin.
Ew.
So gross, dude.
Ew.
White meat hanging out.
Stop.
Have you ever had surgery, Mateo?
Never. No broken bones, nothing.
Really?
I'm immortal, bro.
Oh, man. You're like the dude from Unbreakable?
No, I think I had like stuff when I was like a baby because I was like 3 months premature, so like stuff like that. But I don't remember any.
Oh, you were a preemie?
Yeah, three months.
That's cool. That makes sense because you're shoe size.
I can't even get on a roller coaster.
Dude, I'll tell you what though. I used to have this girlfriend who used to make fun of me mercilessly, if that's a word, because I had this thing growing. I used to have earrings, and I used to pierce my own ears. I was a dork, you know? I took one of them out, and this thing grew there. It's called a keloid.
Ew.
It's like this little bump, right?
Oh, God.
A little ball bump grows there, right? Well, it started growing and growing and growing, and then finally I went to a plastic surgeon, and I got it removed. And my, it was, of all people, my grandma was like, I'll take you to a plastic surgeon and get it removed. So I was like, okay. So my grandma paid for it, and I was like a grown man, too. It's weird. But I went in there. I had it removed. The guy says, I'm going to leave a tiny little bit because that way it'll grow around it, and then it won't grow back, you know? I'm like, that sounds weird.
Yeah.
So we pay the guy. He does it. And I grow back. So it grows back, even bigger than before. Yeah. Now, the girlfriend I had at the time was making fun of me all the time. Like, dude, she would put... We'd go places, and like, you know how people have baby on board in their window?
Yeah.
She would put like little cardboard signs like behind the window, not telling me. And it says like tumor on board.
Oh my God. That is so jacked up.
So one night, dude, I got so mad that I couldn't get rid of this stupid thing on my ear. I was like, I'm going to get rid of this. So I took.
Razor blade?
I took a razor, you know, those big razors that she would shave her legs with. I cut one open, the razor off, the top of the plastic off, because it's got three little razor blades in there, if you didn't
you
know
pop
that.
It up,
yeah. I popped it off, took one of the little razor blades out, and I start sawing away. So I'm sawing on it, dude. Blood everywhere, and I'm like freaking out now because I'm past the point of no return. Like, oh no, now what do I do? I already opened up my whole head. It's like all over the sink, you know what I mean? It's blood everywhere.
God.
Dude, I got halfway in there. There's like a stem, like a really hard stem. I couldn't get through it with the razor blades. So now half my ear's hanging off, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. So I run into the kitchen. I get one of those scissors. You know, the ones that you cut pennies with or whatever?
Oh, I don't want to know the rest of the story.
And I just chip, and I snip the thing off, and the tumor fell into the sink.
Oh, my God.
So then I was like, I'm going to get her back, dude. So I went into the I sewed it up myself with my mom's sewing kit. I sewed my ear up with my mom's sewing kit, like Rambo. And I went into the kitchen. I come back in, and I had a little plate, and I put the tumor next to her head while she was sleeping in the bed on a little paper plate.
You're disgusting. I hope she...
More BS and Comp Rock coming up with BS in the Morning.
Give me some more of that rock.
On Comp 92.3, The Rock Station.
The Feed with Izzy.
Good save. Chaos Nightclub is shutting down. So now an employee has filed a class action lawsuit saying that employees weren't given proper notice of the closing and also weren't paid by the Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act like they were supposed to be.
Huh. So how does that work? I mean, why do you have to, tell them, what if it just closes?
I still think you have to give proper notice.
Well, I mean, I'm saying, like, what if your business just goes under? You can't keep it open anymore. What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, but, I mean, you would still tell your employees. I mean, you're usually well aware if the finances aren't.
I don't know, man. I worked somewhere before where somebody just would take dude, I worked at this air conditioning place where, like, we would go around service air conditioners and do whatever. We were working one day. I swear this is a true story. We were sitting in the cubicles, and they just came in and started taking apart the cubicles with, like, screwdrivers and stuff.
Wow.
Because the place just went under. We didn't have any money to stay open. Yeah.
You could have probably sued them.
Yeah, it was kind of a shady up. I don't know what was going on at that place.
I
was like, I'm out of here.
Like, I know with our job, literally, they could come in right now and be like, hey, you're fired.
Yeah.
Like, that's in our, our contract or whatever. Like, when you first get the job, it's, what did they call that? At will?
Yeah, whatever.
Or something.
Well, and again, I think, I don't know.
They need no reason or anything. They can literally just come in and
Well, that's how, I think the certain states, like right to work states, I believe, which Nevada is, I think they can just do that anyway. So that's what I'm saying. I don't understand why they need to tell them.
I don't know. Apparently this chick didn't think that it was okay.
All right. Hey, I hope they win. I think that workers get a bad,
Yeah, absolutely.
They get the shaft a lot.
So. Yeah, I remember when like Wet Seal went under and none of the employees knew. And then they were just like, they came to work literally. And there was a sign on the door saying, we're not open anymore. Sorry.
Really?
And they were like, what?
Where was this?
So they all
of them?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All the Wet Seals went under.
Damn.
Yeah.
Huh.
It was a cheap store anyways, but.
Yeah, I remember that story like way back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, I was a kid. Like, I remember that and like Spencer Gifts. Like,
yeah,
doing, like,
I used to go to Spencer's all the time.
Like Pet Fart.
Dude, Pet Fart.
I remember I laughed. I kept opening the jar and putting it in my brother's face over and over the first time I saw that. I was so excited.
It's a good store. That was like the fun store to like buy your brother like
yeah,
Christmas
anything.
Gifts, you know?
That's where I got my posters. I got my first black light at
Spencer.
Yeah, black light,
me too. Absolutely. They always had the cool light selection.
Yeah,
I got piercings from there.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember those velvet posters with the black lights with light on
them? Yes!
I used to buy those for
Spencer.
And
then there were also the ones that you could color. They were like the velvet and you could, yeah, you could color them yourself.
Yep. Yeah. Oh man, Spencer.
Yeah, it's still a thing.
Is it?
Yeah, it's still open.
I haven't been to a mall in, I'm not even exaggerating, like 15 years.
I hate malls. I'm with you on that. But Spencer's is still open.
That's cool.
It's a good thing. Bud Light is planning to release its own line of spiked seltzer. It's called Bud Light Seltzer. It'll have a natural fruit flavor made from cane sugar. It'll have five flavors, including black cherry, lemon lime, strawberry, and mango.
So this is kind of their answer to Claw or whatever. What is that, White Claw?
Yep.
I never had either one, so I don't know. Seltzer sounds, to me, just sounds disgusting. I know, Mateo, you like that stuff, but that's gross. I don't want that stuff.
I don't know. I didn't try White Claw. I'm not crazy about that kind of stuff in terms of like an alcoholic drink.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd enjoy it.
Yeah.
I think this is Bud Light's way of just trying to get more chicks.
It's basically
to drink
like
their stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's, I think, well, because I think White Claw got so popular, they're like, we need an answer.
Yeah,
to this,
right. So. Exactly.
But it's like a vodka tonic, really.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. With a little bit of flavoring.
Yeah. What's your drink? What do you drink? I know you like whiskey, right?
Wine and whiskey.
I like whiskey.
Yeah.
I'll drink anything.
Bourbon's good. I like beer, but I prefer, if I could have anything, it would be wine for sure.
Yeah. Mateo, what's your favorite mouthwash to boil and then inject the alcohol leftover into you from?
Definitely the mouthwash to start the day and then shotgun anything else after that.
What's your favorite drink? Like if you had to pick one drink.
Oh, that's definitely tequila.
Tequila? Easy, really?
Man. Yeah, it's in my blood.
Because when I was drinking tequila,
I started speaking Spanish after I drank
it. I didn't think you liked tequila.
You don't
yeah, that's why I don't really drink
Spanish.
It. Yeah, it's weird. It's the craziest thing. It's so
that's
weird.
Funny.
It's ridiculous.
No, dude, I didn't think you drank tequila because when I first had it, I thought you said, maybe you didn't like that kind.
Yeah, I didn't like that kind.
What was it, Patron or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be in the freezer too. It's got to be.
Wow, so you're picky.
So, like a margarita or just tequila by itself?
Love me a good margarita.
So I like margaritas. You like margaritas?
Triple sec up in there.
Hell yeah.
Dude, I'll tell you what. Over at on the Strip, which I don't go to very often because of the prices or whatever on the drinks. But this is, what's that place? The Jimmy Buffett place?
Yeah.
Dude,
Margaritaville.
Oh, their mango margarita is just
it's
insane.
It is good.
It's really, it's out of this world.
It just blends well, too, with the tequila, just the mango flavor.
Yeah. No, it's very good.
I've never had a mango one. I get the Cabo Wabo one at Cabo Wabo.
That sounds good,
That's
too.
That's a good one.
All right, and now I need a drink.
Dude, I know, right?
How do I know if these things are free? I'll say a prayer with every heartbeat. I want three things more every week. What you know about breathing?
876.
I was serious when I asked if he was single.
3692. He might be. I'll have to find out.
That's so funny.
Let's go call our number. What do you think, Mateo? What do you want to go with over here? Say that again. I'm sorry. What did you say?
27.
27? All right. Caller number 27. You're in for two tickets to Lee's Discount Liquor at 17th Annual Wine Experience at Thomas and Mack on Saturday, November 16th. So there you go. Izzy, have you ever been to a wine tasting? You like wine, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do you really? Are you a wine drinker?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? I know so much about wine. It's ridiculous.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So is it just because it has alcohol in it, or are you actually like...
No, like I'm actually passionate about it.
You like swish it around your mouth and all that stuff?
Yeah, like I can taste different flavors and stuff.
So are you like, this one's buttery, this one's...
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I'm not like a snob about
it.
No,
I know what you mean.
But yeah, I like definitely enjoy my wine, but I still buy, you know, cheap wine that's good wine.
I was a bartender once, and the worst bartender ever, because I just, you know, they tried to teach me things, and I was like, yeah, whatever, you know.
Yeah, I'll do it myself.
Yeah, exactly. What's in this drink? All right, cool, here you go. Like, so, but we had to take like a wine, you know, a class as part of our training.
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell anything.
Dude, there's a lot that goes into it.
I know.
And if you're not really into it, you're not going to, you know.
Well, it's like.
It takes a long time.
Yeah.
And a lot of wine tasting to figure out.
Well, I feel like if you go to these wine tasting places, are these people just getting drunk, though?
Typically, yeah.
I mean, like, if you go to Napa, right?
I would say 75% of them are, like, bachelorette parties or people that are just going to get hammered. And
oh, really? I thought it was, like,
people
that buy
that
it.
Actually,
okay.
You know, care about wine and
so people that
members.
Keep it at their house are the minority? Like, you know, have a wine cellar and go and test it with their friends and...
I would say probably.
Huh.
I mean, I think it's a big population, but I don't think it's as big as you think.
All right. Yeah, I don't know.
That go that far. I mean, my parents have a ton of wine at home. Like, my dad had to build a wine cellar.
Really?
Yeah, like hundreds and hundreds.
That doesn't
of
surprise
of wine.
Me at all.
Yeah.
By the way.
Shut up.
Jeeves, might you bring
Shut
us the 1702 Merlot? We're having guests tonight.
God.
Did how'd you get? Did you drink wine with your parents? Is that
yeah,
how you got on
that's
it?
How I got into it. Yeah. And then I dated a guy in Napa. He worked at one of the sparkling wine places there. He was a manager. So it was fun to date him because then I would go to Napa every weekend and basically right. learn more about wine and try more.
Are you a wine guy, Mateo?
I liked a little bit of the dark side.
What does that mean?
Not no white wine. I don't like the white wine. I don't like white wine.
Oh, so you'll drink like Merlot yeah. or whatever that is, red wine?
Dark side.
Yeah, that was
so
a little
weird.
I don't know. I don't hate it, but like I'm not going to go out of my way to find it, but if somebody hands me a glass of wine, I'd be like, oh, this has alcohol in it.
Okay. Just, yeah. Well, when you have your barbecue, I'll bring wine over.
All right. That's fine. I like, you know what the one? It's of course I like this one. There's that one that's like super sweet that tastes like candy.
Is it Franzia?
No, it's like.
Barefoot.
Oh, well, I don't mean the brand. I mean it's,
oh, okay.
It's like Moscato.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll drink that.
It's basically a dessert wine.
It tastes like a Fanta.
Yeah. That's so true.
Hi, this is Stephen Wright, and you're listening to BS in the Morning. That's it.
Hey, I'm thinking about going to therapy. Have you, guys, have you guys ever been to therapy before?
Yeah, for over 10 years.
Really?
Yep.
Because, like, all right, here's my thing. I'm, like, really self-destructive, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I have really bad mood swings and whatever. But I never really thought about going to therapy because I was like, well, I don't even know where to begin. But now it's, like, becoming a cycle where, like, I lose weight or whatever. Or, you know, if I try to lose weight and stuff.
Yeah.
I never grew up, like, as a really fat person. So, like, it really freaks me out. Or I don't know what it did to me. But whenever I got fat, it, like, really, really ruined my psyche, like,
yeah,
big time.
It.
So, I freak out whenever I see myself, you know. And, like, Izzy says I snapped at her or whatever because she was videoing me when I was fat. And I I didn't mean to. But
yeah, you laugh now. It wasn't funny in the moment.
Well, I really didn't mean. I honestly didn't know what I did.
Snappy Greg is not fun.
No, but, but like, the thing is, I don't know where to. You ever have, like, a room you need to clean?
Yeah.
And you don't start because you have no idea where to start to clean the room?
No.
Oh, see, I do that all the time.
Sounds like my room.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know where to begin because, like, I don't know what I would do. What do you do when you go in there? I mean, I'm telling you what you talk about.
Well, like, I started really young. God, I think I was in, like, third grade.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't really remember, but I think I just started by talking about my day. And then when my mom and I would get in a fight or something, I'd go in there and I'd talk about that. And then there would be underlying things. Where she'd be like, okay, well, tell me about your relationship with your mom. And then, you know, yeah. go down that. And then, you know, after over 10 years of seeing the same therapist, they know all about your life. They know about your family drama, your relationship drama, all that kind of stuff. So they can really, like, tell you more about.
Now, do they give you advice, though, or they just listen? Because, like, I don't even understand, you know.
Typically what they do, with my therapist at least, she would ask questions that would help you formulate your own solution.
Uh-huh.
So she would ask you questions like, okay, well, why do you think that is? Why do you think you reacted that way?
Right.
You know, like that kind of stuff. And then you'd be able to formulate, oh, well, maybe it's because of this. You know what I mean? And then
yeah.
you kind of get deeper and deeper into that. I loved it. I'm trying to get back into it. It's just I've called over 45 therapists here in Vegas uh-huh. since I moved here. And every single one is either not accepting new clients, you can get on a waiting list, or they don't accept my insurance. So it's kind of been like a bitch trying
yeah.
to find one. But it's scary, dude, like trying to find a new one, because like back then that was like my entire family's therapist, so I just went to her and there were no questions asked. But like really it's kind of like dating, you know what I mean? Like you
yeah.
have to go and meet up with a few of them to find out which one you actually connect with and which one you like respect the way that they speak to you, because
uh-huh.
I've heard some people have horrible, you know, therapist
well, I just,
situations
I don't know,
where
man.
They feel judged, and it's like then they don't want to open up, and it's like that's not right.
But I don't even know what's wrong with me though. Like if they were like, okay, I feel like they're gonna be like, well, what do you think this stems from or something? And I'm like, I have no, because I'm, you know, Like, sometimes I think your brain's just messed up, you know?
It's possible.
So I don't know what they would do. I
mean, so what do you want to do? Go get an MRI instead of going to therapy?
I guess. I'll be like that lady that had her brain surgery with her head open
yeah,
while she's
right?
just laying there.
Just like, tell me what's wrong. Figure it out.
I don't know, dude. I need some. I don't know what it is, but like, I don't like having pictures of myself on anything. I don't like seeing myself in the mirror. I want to like run through the mirror. I want to drive my car through like another car if I see my reflection in their back of their car.
These are things you should be talking about in therapy for sure.
Well, I don't really have one. That's what I'm saying. But if I went to one though, again, I don't want, because I don't have like, you know, people have like things that happen in their childhood, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't really have a story that I'm going to be like, well, it all started. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have anything
right.
like that.
Right. Well, it may be another thing where you don't realize how much something affected you and caused you to be the way you are until you're in therapy.
Because did you ever do this, Mateo?
Active listening is literally what they are trained to do. So
yeah.
we're not trained to do that, but they're able to pick up on things that
we got somebody on line one. Who is it?
Persian.
Oh, I don't want this guy.
Yeah, let's not answer that.
All right, forget. You know what?
Let's do it.
Hold on. Let's do it the right way. Get his little thing over here going. Where is it? Let's see. Oh, man, it's way faster when Sparks does this. What the hell? Where is it?
I can just make one up.
با این خالکوبی میشه روی
بازه براد پیت به زبان فارسی.
Persian.
Oh, my God. Can someone shoot me in the face? I don't have to listen to this crap. What is this, therapy in the morning? Dude, nobody freaking cares. Not an F is given about this stupid story, dude.
You know what? You're my therapy.
What?
Have you ever been to therapy, Persian?
Dude, I've
definitely
been
not.
Abused by my parents, probably like on a daily basis, dude.
You still live with your parents?
18, bro.
What?
No, I'm kidding. No, have I been to therapy? No. And that's why I don't want to listen to Izzy's,
Persian.
Is that a dating website, dude? Like, oh, this therapist, yeah, he was cute, but no luck there. And then I went to another, dude, it's not a dating website, dude. Just pick one.
No, that's not how it works.
Yeah,
from the guy who's
works.
Never
just
been to therapy.
A,
thank you, Persian.
Or had a
really
date.
Really appreciate it. Yeah.
For the guy who's never had a therapist or sex.
Great. Have you ever been to a therapist?
No. Well, maybe I need to.
All right. Well, you know what? That's good. You know, if you guys want to.
Yeah, great. Thanks for the contribution.
Yeah, you are so.
Yeah, I'm so glad I took this phone call.
Every morning.
Hey, did you guys hear? Hold on. Beverly Hills 90210 is not being picked up for a second season, dude. Hello?
Okay.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Are you ready for some football?
Your shot at scoring straight cash from Dollar Loan Center just for making football picks. We even have Superbook's Jay Cornegay in studio to help you with that.
Woo! Football season's in full swing, man. Pretty awesome. Let's go 876-3692. Caller number 15. Let's go with caller number 15 right now. You'll get in and you can try your football picks. And you'll have the help of, man, if you need help on football picks in this town, you want to go to this man. It is Jay Cornegay from the Westgate. Jay, what's up, man?
Hey, Greg. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, dude. What's going on, man? How you feeling about this Sunday, dude? We got a lot of good games going on.
Well, you know, we're already halfway through the season now.
I know.
It's
crazy.
It's harder to believe. Yeah, we got the holidays around the corner. We're approaching week 10 in the NFL. There's still a lack of parity in the NFL.
I know.
So that's good for this contest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For
as
sure.
You and I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure, man. All right. Well, we got a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of games on Sunday here. I'm looking at right now, Ravens-Bengals jumps out to me. Is that something that you're looking at?
Yeah. Well, for this contest, you know, it is nice to have the lack of parity because we're just picking winners here.
Right.
And you're looking at, I mean, look at the schedule. There's three still to, you know, week 10. Three NFL teams that are double-digit favorites. You got the Saints over the Falcons, Ravens over the Bengals. You got the Colts over the Dolphins. Thankful for those Dolphins.
Right.
But, you know, the biggest number that we're looking at, I'm going to have to go with the Saints here for the contest just because they're the biggest favorite on the board. Atlanta is really struggling. Ryan, he might play the quarterback for the Falcons.
Sure.
He might not. But if he does, he's certainly not 100%. So I'd go with those Saints at home against the Falcons. We're looking at the Sunday night game.
Yeah, Vikings, Cowboys. I'm scared about this one, what you're going to say on this, because I already know this sucks. I hate this.
Yeah, well, it's tough. This is a tough game. Yeah. It really is. This is the one that's probably going to decide the contest. But the Vikings haven't won a road game yet. They've won all their home games, but right. They're winless on the road. Mm-hmm. They're on the road again. I am going to go with Dallas, even though I don't have a lot of confidence in this one.
Sure.
I think it's going to be really close. And then we had a really good matchup on Monday. You got the 49ers, who the only unbeaten team left in the NFL, hosting the Seahawks, who have been playing pretty good for the most part. But I can't go against those 49ers now. They look too tough. So I'll go with the Saints, Cowboys, and the 49ers for this contest.
All right, man. So we got Saints, Cowboys, 49ers. Who do we got on? I can't see it. Russell on line 5 here. I got Jay logged in, so I will not hang up on this time, I promise. Russell, you there?
Yeah.
All right, what's up, man? All right, so you got a Sunday game you got to pick, Sunday night game, and then you got Monday night game. So far, we got Saints, Cowboys, 49ers. That's Jay's picks. What you got?
Sounds good to me. Jay's the man.
You're going to go with that? Saints, Cowboys, 49ers. Yeah, they're starting to learn, Jay. You see that?
Yeah. You know what? We've talked to many people over the course of the season that are very coachable. Russell seems to be fitting in that group, so good for him. Last week we went with the Ravens upsetting the Patriots, and that worked out for us. So hopefully, Russell gets this 3-for-3 and wins some money.
I know. I actually disagree with you on that one, and I look dumb now, so I always have to go with Jay from now on. Because there we go. All right, Russell, hold on line, okay? We need some info from you, buddy, all right? All right, so Russell's there. He's also going to get the wristband. And you guys treat those guys well over there at the Westgate, huh, Jay?
Yeah, we give them some VIP seating, give them some food and drink. It's a great place to come down and watch the NFL games. No matter where you go, the sports books are all packed, but we can guarantee you seats in the theater, as we have 1,500 seats in there. It's free to get in. We got betting stations right outside. Come and join us. Doors open at 9, but Russell will be there as well. He's got VIP seating and his food and drinks taken care of.
Awesome, man. Nice. Westgate, dude, Sunday, best place to watch football. Jay, thanks again so much, man. Have a great weekend, all right, buddy?
Keep the change, guys.
All right, later, man.